You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 165.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Welcome to another Fast Friday episode here on the Blissful Bites podcast. I'm so excited you are here with me. I really hope that you have enjoyed the past few podcasts with Kelsey from Little Bits Of. I had so much fun talking with her, and I've had such great feedback from the episodes, and I know you've really enjoyed hearing the behind the scenes of how Kelsey has grown so much in the past year. And I hope you also take time to go and listen to the three episodes right before that. It's episodes 161, 162, and 163, because it's all about how to stand out in your business. So today, what I want to talk to you about is the statement, quote unquote, I'm just a blogger, and why you are so much more than a blogger and why you should not label yourself as one. I know that's a bold statement, but I really believe it. So before we get into that, I just want to encourage you, if you are not part of our conversation yet, come join us over at the Blissful Bites community on Facebook. You can find it at nicoleculverblog.com/community. Or just search Blissful Bites on Facebook and you will see it. It's such an active group, and I really enjoy getting to know all of you and really learning about you, your blogs, and your businesses. That's the first thing. The second thing, if you love this podcast, if you love this episode or any of the other ones, I would love for you to rate and review the podcast for me. You can just go into iTunes and leave a rating and review. I would totally appreciate it. It just helps give some extra credibility and also some iTunes search juice. I would totally appreciate if you did that for me. Okay, so now, after I covered the Facebook group, I covered the ratings and reviewed, which I'd be so appreciative if you did that. And now I want to get into the quote, I'm just a blogger. So are you one of those people who considers yourself just a blogger? I really want to kind of push past that statement, because I know if you're listening to this, you want to grow and you want to have growth and you want to maybe quit your full-time job or just really earn more income from your blog and your business so you can live a happier life, maybe a more fulfilled life. Maybe you don't want to work two other jobs anymore. You just want to do your blog, and I completely understand all of that, and that's why I want you to really push past the statement, I am just a blogger. So what does that really mean? You're just a blogger. That means I feel like it just has some sort of negative connotation, and it doesn't set you apart as the expert you really are. So, you know, I led the standout workshop and I taught my new put together authority method, and it really just shows you how to be an expert in your niche. And maybe if you are saying I'm just a blogger, you're not convinced that you need to be kind of seen as an expert, but you do, at least in the eyes of your audience. You really need to show them that you know what you're talking about, that they deserve your trust, or that you deserve your trust, and that you really know what you are talking about. And when you label yourself a blogger, it really kind of doesn't set you apart as an expert and doesn't really show that you have like the proof behind the pudding. So I want to just talk to you today about, what are you good at? What can you do? How can you niche down to really, really help others and really go beyond just that blogger label? So I had a great consult call with someone a few weeks ago who decided to join the Standout Workshop. I love doing these calls. If you ever want to get on the phone with me, I'm happy to talk through any of your problems, but that's not the focus of this today. So the thing is, she wanted to quit her job in corporate America, but she was waiting until she basically got to a certain amount of page views. And what I talked to her about was that you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until you get to this elusive number. And more importantly, you should not wait. You have things that you are great at. As a food blogger or whatever type of blogger, you have other skills. Maybe you've gotten really great and you're self-taught as a photographer and you can take... You can teach other people how to take pictures, or maybe you can, and I always talk about that community aspect, but maybe you can get out into your community and offer some product shots for some local businesses or to create a special menu. You have so many things you are good at as a blogger, and calling yourself just a blogger really breaks that down and doesn't show what you are really good at. So that's what I want you to think about. If you are wanting to make more money, then how can you use your skills in a different way that doesn't just involve sitting behind the computer? So stop waiting to quit your job, make a plan, write down those skills that you're really good at, and write down those things that you can do to help other people. So if you have photo skills, who can you offer that to? If you've built a really phenomenal Pinterest or Instagram platform, can you help other small businesses or other bloggers do that too? So think beyond just the typical way of making money for page views, because at this point we need to really break beyond that and really break out of that thinking pattern. You are more than just a blogger. You are an expert in something. So what are you an expert in, and how can you use that skill to really generate some income for your business instead of just sitting back and waiting for brands and page views to come to you? And the benefit of doing this is that you can actually build a business that isn't based on luck. So I always talk about getting out into your community because it's the fastest way to develop relationships. It's the fastest way to just get jobs and get clients, because you can actually go to other people and offer to help them and just offer them a service. So if you are just sitting thinking like, I need to make more money off my blog, then I really encourage you to think about what are you good at and what can you do or what can you offer to other people to help drive some money and really set you apart. So the thing is, it doesn't have to be something that you do forever, but if you need a make money plan for right now, then figure out what you're really good at, what you're an expert in, and go and do that for other people. So get away from saying, I am just a blogger. I want you to, labels don't really matter. You don't have to worry about coming up with some fancy name. But the point is, you are more than just a blogger. So stop labeling yourself as just a blogger. If you want to make your business work, if you want to grow a successful business, then you need to figure out how you stand out, how you are an expert, and how you can show your audience that they can trust you. So I hope this was helpful. I want to hear from you and hear what you think about this. So come into the Facebook group, leave me a message, send me a tweet, and tell me how you are going to move beyond that just a blogger label. I can't wait to hear from you, and I hope this was helpful. You've been listening to the Blissful Bites podcast. If you like this episode, subscribe to the podcast so you can hear more inspiring interviews and helpful business tips.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.